Hi, this is a dictation for Anitra Carter, A-N-I-T-R-A-C-A-R-T-E-R, Anitra Carter. The date of birth is 8-30-1976, date of accident is 7-11-2023, and date of service is 9-26-2024. Miss Anitra Carter is here as a victim of an automobile accident that happened on 7-11-2023. In this accident, the victim was a resident driver and was T-boned on a passenger side on Plymouth and Telegraph Road area. The impact caused her headaches, moderate, especially to the front, and with dizziness, vertigo, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, fearful of the event. She also is a victim of seizures that were present before the accident and that have continued so far. In addition, patient started having pain in the chest, right shoulder to the tune of 8, pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, as well as pain in both the knees and both legs and both feet. Occasional shooting pain to the calf muscles was reported. No incontinence of the urine bowel, and patient had severe muscle spasm in the cervical paravertebral area and lumbar area. In addition, patient was found to have SI joint involvement as such. Subsequent MRIs that were done were found to be positive for the retrolisthesis of L5-S1 and facet hypertrophy of L4-L5. As well as L5-S1 and disc desiccation at L5-S1. In addition, for the left shoulder, patient was found to have a supraspinatus infraspinatus tendinosis with the tearing of posterior infraspinatus tendon and AC joint arthrosis, subacromial subdeltoid bursitis, and a biceps tenosynovitis. Subsequent MRI in January 2024 at M1 Imaging shows same issues for the left shoulder. For the right shoulder, patient was found to have supraspinatus and infraspinatus tendinosis with low-grade interstitial insertional tearing with posterior infraspinatus tendon and AC joint arthrosis. And patient has improved in the right shoulder and the symptoms are now minimal. She is able to lift her shoulder 100%, 180 degrees with no difficulty. MRI of the brain was found positive with the neuroquant analysis showing traumatic brain injury to the area of amygdala, inferior lateral ventricular asymmetry, hippocampal asymmetry, superior lateral ventricular asymmetry. The patient has been undergoing physical therapy, chiropractic treatments with laser treatment. She's also undergoing counseling. Neuropsych evaluation was done. She also received contusion in her right leg and right breast area and chest area. That got resolved finally, and they have healed up. At this time, currently, today, patient reports ongoing pain in the right shoulder to the tune of 7 to 8, left shoulder 9. Pain in the neck is reported to be 8 with no radiation to the arms or weakness of the arms. Pain in the lower back is reported to be 10. Patient uses a rollator walker. And she can walk up to half a block although unusual walking and sitting and standing are still painful and limited. Overall, the pain is 9, and patient do not have any numbness or tingling or pain in the knees or the ankle at this time. Only the main issue is in the left shoulder, that she is able to do abduction up to 100 degrees almost without pain. Overall pain is 9 to 10 and ADLs are affected 9. Patient does report 90% improvement overall in the symptoms. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review and for additional changes, as well as substance abuse and a compliance history. Physical examination, blood pressure is 143 over 84, pulse is 56, pulse ox is 99. The rest of the examination does come from previous visit of 9-12-2024, dictation number 0918-040, with the following modification. General review remains the same. The musculature examination, the paravertebral muscle spasm of the cervical and lumbar spine and the trapezius and the quadratus lumborum muscles has resolved. No muscle spasm. In the examination of the musculoskeletal system, cervical spine, the range of motions are as follows. Forward flexion is 60, extension is 60, bilateral side flexion is 45, bilateral rotation is 70. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 40, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion 20, and bilateral rotation is 25. In the maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign is negative, Sperling sign is negative, and Lerner test negative, destruction test is negative, and Soto-Hall test negative. Thoracic spine, Roos test and Slump test is negative. Lumbar spine, Brudzinski-Kernig test is negative. Straight leg raising test is positive at 40 degrees bilaterally. Contralateral leg raise test is positive bilaterally. Breger test negative. Kemp test is positive and Babinski sign is negative. In the sacroiliac joint, bilateral SI joints are still tender and painful with positive Faber test and Vanslin test, positive destruction test, compression test and standing flexion test. In the extremities examination, only the left shoulder is found positive with positive Hawken-Kennedy test, speed test, near test, and positive anterior and posterior apprehension test. Grip is 4x5 and shoulder does appear to be completely normal on appearance, but there is a motor weakness anyway. That is all, and the rest of the diagnoses are the same. Plan is to continue the medication for the patient, which are Celebrex 200 mg daily for anti-inflammatory effect. Patients provided with SFX 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection. Tylenol with codeine 1 or 2 PRN for severe pain are provided for further pain relief, and Zoloft is provided for anxiety 50 mg at night. The patient continues to have physical therapy 2 times a week at the neck and lower back and left shoulder and with traction and massage. The patient is provided with work, disability, hospital replacement, and transportation help. The patient has been provided with Norco 5 mg or 325 PRN for extreme pain. The patient last urine drug screen was not found positive for the medication on 8/27 and was informed about it. But prior to that, were positive on 8/13, urine drug screen was positive. The patient will be taken off the narcos at this time and provided with Schedule 3 pain medication for off and on pain. She does use rollator rocker. She is advised to continue using it. She is advised to do home therapy. She is an obese woman. Her body weight is almost 300 pounds. She is advised to also you also do weight loss programs, water aerobics, hot pool, and infrared and laser treatment, chiropractic treatments, and acupuncture have been advised as well. End of dictation. Thank you.